see. Take off the headset. It's, it actually goes around the back of your head. Nothing goes over the top of your head for some reason. I don't know why. That strap here. These both kind of go around the back, and these go over your ears. A little bit further forward.
Forward.
Yeah, so that. Sit on top of your ears.
No.
Is that?
You okay?
This can just be bent down.
That's good.
Okay.
Okay.
Is
that
one? Oops. All right. Okay, well, I'll let you take it from here.
All right, so, start of the first meeting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so agenda of the first meeting. Are we have 25 minutes for this meeting. We have to get acquainted. So, does anyone want to say who they are? Sensible?
I'm Robin, I'm the marketing manager.
I'm Louisa, I'm the user interface designer.
I'm Nick, I'm the industrial designer.
And I'm Alistair, I'm the project leader. Alright, okay, so tool training. Project plan. So does anyone have any thoughts as to the tool training that is required?
I'm not exactly sure what you mean by tool training.
Neither am I.
Just go forward with the slides. This is just an overview of the slides.
I see, so we should really be...
Right. So you'll talk
about
the project, and then you go on to the next slide, and then
I'll
give you some
information. Okay, so we have the project aim, which is to basically to come up with a new remote control device. We have the starting base was the original, which has been in existence now for a period of time, and our idea is to make the new remote control device more user friendly than the previous one, and to be trendier, to be with it, and therefore to get a bigger market share and bigger audience. So, the method of doing this is split up, as you can see, into the functional design, the conceptual design, and the detailed design. So in each of these phases we'll basically be handing over to yourselves the designers of this this device, and having meetings so that we can during the course of today come up with better implement than we had before, and therefore have a successful conclusion to the day. And you'll be doing various designs throughout the day to meet this end. So we've got tool training. Try out whiteboard. So we're in. Right, so basically everyone's to supposedly draw their favourite animal over on the whiteboard over there. I guess this is make sure the whiteboard works. So I don't know who wishes to go first. Who wishes to go first? Have a first bash at whatever.
I've got problems
today. Well, now you move out from the microphone and the camera.
I would guess so.
You've
lost the mic.
right.
technical problems. I mean, you designers are meant to come up with things. Next.
Shall I look that up actually?
I don't see if there's any need to, there's plenty of space. I mean, whatever.
I'm a home run after.
Exactly.
Shall I see if I can get a cost back this time again?
So we've had more time to prepare over this side, so we've all stuck our bits and pieces in our pockets.
Didn't think of that.
Three pens are
okay.
I mean,
I'll try the pen. Okay. I'm gonna go for the bat, which I'm gonna draw very well. I'm not sure.
You get marks for artistic impression. Just doing the face. Well, I don't actually have too many pets of mine on the thing because, to be honest with you, I'm too keen on them. Anyway, not the way. So, what my daughters have got at the moment is they've got a few fish. Hopefully, it won't prove too difficult to draw. As you can see, that my artistic work is useless as well. Anyway, one of the best things about fish is that they don't really take too much looking after, because with most of the animals, if you're going away on holiday or whatever, you've got to spend money or get a friend or whatever to look after them for you. Whereas if you've got fish, You're just gonna put the food in a dripper feed, which feeds them over the couple of weeks that you're away, and change the water every couple of months, and buy in a few plants. So, other than the fact they keep dying, and the fish are reasonable pets in that they're low maintenance. Right. Okay, right, okay, so work has been done on this project whereby 25 euros is the expected samples. Mm-hmm. Information has come from our marketing manager here. So we're looking to sell internationally, not just in Europe. We're looking at having our production costs limited to 12.5 euro per unit, and therefore making a profit margin of, not actually a profit margin, it's, because obviously you're going to have overheads and various other costs to take from that to give you your profit margin per unit. And so depending what the overhead costs are, will determine how many units we're going to sell, or projecting to sell at this point in time. So, experience with remote control, first ideas, new remote. So, I guess we're looking at having a discussion at this point in time to help you folks design our new model, as it were. So, any thoughts?
Maybe find with some remote controls, the buttons are a little small, but they're quite hard to press. So maybe we can look at something with easy to press buttons, as that is the main function.
Okay. So basically we're looking for a device that is robust and therefore won't get damaged too easily. We're looking for a device that is what was the other thing you said there?
Sort of easy to use, and the buttons are accessible.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy to use and see.
And see. Okay.
Can I just check? Is this just a television remote? Because a lot of systems are kind of TV video combined now, TV DVD combined.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most annoying things is having like five remotes in a house. So if you've got a combined system, it could be a combined remote.
Mm.
Or is it just the television that was supposed to be doing?
At least I'll get back to you on that. It seems to me sensible, because as you rightly said, there's nothing more annoying than having three or four devices littered about the about the room. And, so advice for all remotes.
So it's one of the
Okay. Yeah. One of the things we found in the market research is that people often get confused by the number of buttons on them as well, because there's quite often lots and lots. And sometimes they'd sort of remote controls defeat their own purpose, because you're sat in the chair and the remote is somewhere else in the room. So whereas in the past you'd have to get up to change the channel, now you have to get up to sort of pick up the remote. So we need to sort of maybe think about how we could maybe develop a remote control which moves around. that's maybe something for the future. I need to talk to a television.
Well, in a sense, it's mutually exclusive. You can't have both the one device and then have few buttons on it. Because you want simplicity as well. You want any idiot to be able to use it.
Yeah.
Whilst at the same time you want, as you rightly say, one remote for all.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are probably mutually exclusive options that you could argue that experience of using devices and similar devices, as people get more and more used to using remotes, therefore they're more au fait with handling them, therefore you can make them more complicated as time goes on.
Maybe we could have better instructions with the remote, or are we just doing the design of the remote control itself, or sort of the instructions that we come with?
Your instructions.
Yeah. I mean, we've done some research about sort of, you know, what the cutting edge sort of handheld devices are, and a lot of them sort of use, you know, they're like mini laptops.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible that we could devise a system where you're basically sort of holding a miniature computer which is controlling all your sort of your television, your stereo. And where, you know, if you buy a new thing, then it's sort of, you can link it to that as well, maybe.
Okay. Well, we've got 5 minutes before the end of the meeting, so we have to start winding up. Is there next meeting in 30 minutes?
Okay.
So, right, so we've got ID, the...
If you just click return, it should get rid of the message. Or not. If you just hit return, it should get rid of the message.
What we're looking for. Right, so we've got functional. What happened to the.
I think that might be back to the start. If you grab the kind of
slide
to the left and pull it down.
Sorry about that. Okay, so we've got the working design for ID, the UID, the technical functions design, marketing, the user requirements specification, specific instructions sent to you by your personal coach. So we're all clear what objectives we're looking to meet in the next 30 minutes.
Mm.
And I guess I'll try and write up some minutes of this meeting to give to you for the next meeting.
I'm not exactly clear on what we're designing the remote for. Is this a multifunctional one, or do we decide that ourselves as we go and work on it?
I think you just said at the start it was a television remote control, so maybe we should just stick to that unless we get told otherwise.
That's true, because during the course of our day we might make decisions based on information or meetings that will change where we're going, but at this point in time I think you're right that it's going to make it just a TV. Okay. So we'll depart. We'll stay here and break off and I'll do minutes and I'll see you in half an hour.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.